So if you didn't have a chance to check out the photos of the work campers, excuse me, mission trippers, before Mass, and hear the stories that the youth and adults brought back, I encourage you to do so after Mass. Their mission trip to Louisiana was filled with excitement and new adventures for the youth. I encourage you also to ask them, and I encourage those who went on the mission trip, as KC said, to respond to people and tell you what made them go on the mission trip. What was it that drew them to go on this mission trip? And then also ask them, what impact did the work have on them and on the people that they served? If you ask people who go out and serve those in need why they do it and why they keep on doing it, whether it's a youth mission trip or our Los Toros mission in the Dominican Republic or our St. Vincent de Paul Society who serve people right here in Grafton, you'll get a variety of responses, but I'll bet it's similar stories. Someone tapped them on the shoulder and invited or persuaded them to join. A friend or family member was doing it. I call that positive peer pressure. And why they keep doing it, people will say things like it's a way for them to give back or to get involved. They feel like they're making a difference. It's very rewarding. And they feel like they're part of something bigger. They'll say the experience has changed them in some way, and they've grown inside. And what they're doing what Jesus did, serving the poor, the sick, and the marginalized. Basically, they'll say that they've been called and sent. Sent to bring the good news to the poor, and so have all of us been called. So all of our readings today talk about discipleship, about being called and being sent. Today in our gospel, we hear how the 12, Jesus' apostles, were summoned to Jesus and then sent out two by two to the surrounding villages. He sends them out on a mission to heal and to preach the good news. And Jesus instructs them to take nothing for the journey except a walking stick, sandals, and the clothes on their back. No bag, no food, no money. And in doing so, the apostles, when they get there, have to fully rely on God. They also have to rely on the hospitality and generosity of the people they're going to serve. Now, this will sound very familiar to those who went on mission trip and those who visit our friends down in Los Toros. The apostles left behind all the material things that could weigh them down. And they brought with them a wealth of intangible and spiritual gifts. Jesus gave them his power and authority to heal and to drive out evil. And they brought with them everything that Jesus had taught them and showed them, especially the good news of the Father's kingdom of love and compassion, and his preference for lifting up the sick, the poor, and the marginalized. And Jesus sends them out two by two so they would not be alone. They needed companionship for this journey. They needed someone there for support, to discuss things with, for collaboration, and probably some reminders about the things that Jesus had taught them. And Jesus knew the apostles would face challenges and difficulties. This gospel reading we heard today follows after the gospel we heard last week, where Jesus went to his hometown and faced rejection by the people there. He said, "Who is this guy? Isn't he the carpenter's son?" And he was not able to do any mighty deeds there because of the people's lack of faith. Well, the apostles saw this, and it probably frightened them a little bit about going on this journey. But Jesus told them it was okay to move on if the people didn't accept them and didn't listen to them, and to shake the dust from their feet in testimony against them. But above all, Jesus gave the apostles his complete trust and confidence for this mission. Now remember, these apostles were ordinary people. They were fishermen, laborers. There was even a tax collector among them. But Jesus called them to himself and sent them out on mission anyway. He trusted what they had inside. He saw them. He saw how they worked and how they listened and how they acted and learned from him, and he sent them out. Jesus taught them and formed them and sent them out anyway. And that's how God works. It is said that God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. In other words, he calls us to go out on mission first, and then he feeds us and gives us what we need for whatever mission he lays out in front of us. And the apostles went out and preached repentance. That's not a message of you're a sinner and you're not worthy. Repentance is a change of heart, a new way of seeing things through the eyes of Christ, thinking with the mind of Christ, and acting accordingly. In the same way, Jesus calls us and sends us out on mission. Whether that mission is to serve the people of Abbeville, Louisiana, or Los Toros in the Dominican Republic, or right here in Grafton, Wisconsin, we are commissioned. We are empowered to go out and make a difference. Even if our mission is at our place of employment, or a school, or elsewhere in the community, that mission is Jesus' mission. To bring glad tidings to the poor, to prisoners freedom, and to those in sorrow joy. How can we bring joy to people in our workplace or in our school and in our community? When we do that, we're doing the work of Jesus. We are also to spread that good news of God's love and compassion. As St. Francis of Assisi said, spread the good news and use words if necessary. It's often by our actions and things that we don't say that are the most powerful voices of that message. Jesus instructs us also to travel light on this mission, to set aside the things that weigh us down, the materialism that can pull us down from our society, the distractions and the baggage that can easily pull us away from God and from one another. We'll be surprised at how little we really need to get along, and how important the relationships are that we have, and the love and service to the people around us can be. And we hear the results in the gospel of this mission that Jesus sends them out on. They preached repentance. They changed hearts and showed people a new way of living and being. And their own hearts were changed as well. They drove out demons that kept people from experiencing God. And they anointed and healed people, restoring them to health and restoring them to the community. They made a difference, and they also came back changed and ready to carry on Christ's mission again. This beautiful little girl that we have here this morning, this afternoon, coming for baptism today, she is being called and sent by virtue of this baptism, just like all of us who were baptized have been called and sent. Today, she will be marked by our Heavenly Father and sent out into the world. And of course, she does not go alone. She has her parents and her godparents and family and friends and this whole faith community to support her. And most powerfully, she goes forth with the light and power and love of Christ and filled with his Holy Spirit. Even though I think she's sleeping right now, right? Okay. We are called and we are sent, commissioned and empowered to go out and make a difference in the world. If you listen to the video and the song that's played for the youth mission trip, the words of the song say, we can go and make a difference. We can do our talking with our hands and our feet. We can find what's broken and we can build it up, healing the ones who have been hurt. We can change our hearts and we can change the world. That's the message. That's the mission we all have. And if we allow Christ's healing power to take possession of us, we become his prophets, preachers, and healers. We are called and sent out into the world to change hearts and to allow our hearts to be changed, to heal those who are hurt, repair what is broken, and to build up the kingdom of God. Amen.